Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Tzadik Beis. We're holding the last line of Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins, Amale Ravina L'Ravashi. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan said? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? As we recall, in the first Mishnah Perek, Reb Shimon says, Gagois, Chatzerois, Karfifois, Arishus Achasein. And in the absence of an Erev, you can still carry Megag lechotzer umichotzer legag, mechotzer lekarfif and karfif to chotzer, and karfif to gag, and so on and so forth. All of them are reshus achase. And then we had a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What was the machlokes? What happens if a person made an Erev from his house to the chotzer, and therefore he's able to go and take out mani debatin, the objects and items, the chafetzim in his house, he's able to go and take out to his chotzer. Said Rav, that becomes a big problem. Because all that Reb Shimon said, that everything is reshus achasein, that was to the exclusion of a bias. And therefore, yes, a gag, a chotzer, a karfif, and the Gemara added yesterday, an achsadra, and a marpeses, and a mavui. All of those were reshus achasein, but not bias. And therefore Rav said, what happens if a particular chotzer made an erev with the balabatim in that chotzer, and therefore you have now various clay habayis in the chotzer? Said Abaya, according to, not Abaya, said Rav, Rabbi Shimon would not allow you to go and carry from the gag to the chotzer, to the karfif, to the mavi, to the achsadra, etc. Why not? Because I have fear that the person might be forgetful and take some of the kalim that were originally in the bias on Friday night at the time of Bein HaShemashes, and he might carry those as well into the chotzer. Is no problem. He made an Erev. But from the chotzer, he's going to carry to the gag, and to the karfif, and to the mavoi, etc. That's a big problem. Therefore, says Rav, Reb Shimon would hold that in Irvu, if you made an Erev between your bias and your chotzer, that's a no-no. Don't now carry any chafetzim from the chotzer to the gag, to the karfif. However, Reb Yochanan, as well as Shmuel, both held no. It makes no difference. Your irvu, nisht irvu, under all circumstances, according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to go and carry from the chotzer to the gag to the karfif, etc.
It's like a second reshus.
Right.
Sounds like completely separate and nothing to do with each other. That's what the reason is, I think, right?
I'll get back to it in a minute. However, says, of course, say both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, if in fact you had mani debatim, if you had kelim of the bias in the chotzer, of course you're not allowed to go and carry those further from the chotzer to the gag to the karfif. That was the lashon of our Mishnah. We go back to the Mishnah back on Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Reb Shimon said, Echad gagoisi, echad chatzeres, and echad karfifois, reshus achasein, lekelim sheshavsu lesoichon. Pei Tes Amud Aleph. To the kelim sheshavsu at the end of the Mishnah, for those kelim sheshavsu lesoichon that resided at the outset of Shabbos in them, for loy the kelim, but does not apply to kelim sheshavsu b'toich habayis, not the kelim that were originally residing inside the house from erev Shabbos. So that everybody agrees to. There's no question. The only question is, do I have to be gozer that in the case where the person in fact had kalim in the chotzer? Why did he have those kalim? Because he made an Erev. I have lookalikes, two kalim that seem to be almost Siamese identical twins. And one kli, which was residing in the chotzer from Friday afternoon, I'm allowed to carry from the chotzer to the gag to the karfif. And then I have its brother, its twin, that guess what? I put out in the chotzer Friday night or Shabbos morning, and that I cannot go and carry further from the chotzer to the karfif and to the gag. So there's going to be utter confusion And therefore Rav says, if you made an Erev, even Rav Shimon would agree to not carry from the Chotzer to the Gag to the Karviv, those, so I'm afraid of those items. Aha. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way, and Rabbi Yochanan says it makes a difference. Your Erev and Nisht Erev, you can always carry according to Rav Shimon. So Freik Timur, if that's the case, I have a stira Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan. Ayvom Rabbi Yochanan loch kistam Mishnah. The same Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like a stam Mishnah. Utanat. What does it say in the stam Mishnah? A Mishnah we learned already earlier on Daf Ayin Vav. Says in the Mishnah, Koyisu shebei shnei chatzeirois. You have a wall in between two chatzes. Kavoyasar v'reichav abba. It's 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide. Ma'arvim shnayim, because the two chatzeiros are separated by this wall, then you have to go and make ma'arvin shnayim, two separate eruvin. Ve'im ma'arvin echan, you cannot make an eruv. In other words, you cannot combine the two chatzeres into one, because you have this huge Chinese wall, which is 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide. It separates the two chatzeres. You cannot make one joint eruv. Now, what happens if on top of the wall, which is 4 tvachim wide, there were some fruit? Both the people from Chatzir A and the people from Chatzir B can climb up to the top of the wall. They can take a ladder, they can take a chair, and they get up to the top of the wall, and then they can make a bracha, boire pri or eitz, and eat from those peiros. However, ubuvad shlo yaridu lamata. You want to eat, stay there at the top of the wall and eat to your heart's delight. However, do not take any of those peiros down below to the chotzer. So what's shver? This Mishnah is talking about the top of the wall. Since the top of the wall is 4 tvachim wide, it is a rishus bifnei atzmo. Remember, according to Reb Shimon, explains Rashi, all rishuyos in the world are rishus achas hein, with the exception of batim. Batim you cannot include in this rule of Reb Shimon of walk of carrying from place to place to place. Of course, we're also leaving out rishus harabim, but that doesn't even come on the radar screen. But otherwise, all other types of owned properties, such as a gag, and a chotzer, and nachsadra, and a marpeset, and a karfif, and a mavoi, according to Reb Shimon, kul on rishus achasim. And therefore, l'choira, one should be able to go and carry from the chotzer down below to the wall on top, and from the wall on top to the chotzer down below. In other words, the top of the wall should be deemed to be similar to a chotzer or a gag. Why shouldn't you be able to go and carry from top to bottom and bottom to top? So now, luli ar gemara, we would say, very simply, because that mission is not Reb Shimon. That mission is going according to Reb Meir, the Chachomim, somebody else, but it's not Reb Shimon. And maybe you're right, maybe the mission is not Reb Shimon. The problem is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like Stam Mishnah. Uh-oh. I have now two halachas which seem to be on a collision course. Because if we paskin like Reb Shimon, you should be able to go and take from the wall and bring down, or take from down and bring up. It's all a whole bunch of rishus achas heins. Why did it say bavachli rida lamata? Now, explains Rashi, if Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Rav, we would be able to go and answer the kasha very easily. That case in that Mishnah is talking about where they made an Erev between the Bayis and the Chotzer. And since they made an Erev, then that's the reason why you cannot go and take any of the Kalim down from on top of the Koisel and bring them down. And you can't take anything from the Chotzer and bring it up. Because Rav says that Reb Shimon says that in the case where they made an Erev, it's Osir, because I'm afraid that by mistake, when you're taking things up to the top of the wall, you might take some of the kalim sheshavsu b'tei chabayis mani debatim. And remember, you're now allowed to go and take any of the household objects that were in the household from before Shabbos and take them into the chotzer. You can, because you made an Erev. But you cannot take it now from the chotzer to the gag, and the gag to the karfif, and the karfif to the top of the wall. That is prohibited. So that would work very nicely. So Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, we talk a paskin like, yes, you can carry to the top of the wall, if there was no Erev. And we pass him like that Stamishna, that you cannot take from on top of the wall or bring things to the top of the wall, because it's talking about we made an Erev. Rav, that would be perfect. But since Rabbi Yochanan says that filu in a case of Irvu, where they made an Erev, Rabbi Shimon was not gozer. And Rabbi Shimon says you can constantly take all of the items from the chotzer to the gag, and from the gag to the chotzer. So take things up to, and take things down from, the top of the koisel. And for the Gemara, when it said in the Mishnah, Ubavachli, read lamata, my lamata, lamata, lebatim. Yes, you can take things off the top of the wall and bring them down to the chotzer. When it says Shli Rida Lamata, means don't take them to their ultimate destiny, their ultimate destination, and that would be to the home. Yes, you could take them. No, no problem. You could take the fruits down from the top of the coast and bring them down to the chotzer. Reb Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds, makes a difference. Your irvu, nisht irvu, you can go and carry all rishus achase. Aye, why lo yirid lamata? Don't take them further to the house. That's what we mean. Leave them in the chotzer. In the chotzer is no problem. But don't take them to the house, because if there was no eruv between the bayis and the chotzer, you now let it go and carry one to the other. I freaked the Gemara, but Tani Reb Chia in his brisa brought this Mishnah and amplified and explained. Instead of using the expression he said, what does that mean? That yes, Reuven and Shimon from Chotzer A and Chotzer B can climb up the wall and eat at the top of the wall. However, they should not go and take the fruit from the top of the wall and eat it downstairs below, standing next to the koisel inside their chatzeros. We're not talking about batim. We're talking about shleizeh oimid b'mkoyimoy in the chotzer v'oichel. Oh, so the teretz that we just tried to give now, shleirida lamata, falls away. We're not talking about lamata labatim. We're talking lamata down in the chotzer. So now, frekta l'imora, why can't you go and eat in the chotzer? After all, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can, whether an Erev was made or an Erev was not made, you can always carry from the Chotzer to the Gag to the Chotzer, and here is not a Gag, top of the Koisel, it's all to Rishus Achasein. You should be able to go and eat Lematom. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan was not impressed by this Pshat of Reb Chia, and he said, V'chi Rebbi Leishana, Reb Chia Minayin Loi. Meaning that Rebbe was the Rebbe of Reb Chia, and the Rebbe was the one that established the Mishnayos. Reb Chia came and from time to time expanded and expounded on the Mishnayos of Rebbe. So when Reb Chia's expounding and expanding is consistent with everything that it says in the Mishnah, yeah, that's fine. I love further explanation and explication. However, if we're talking about something that doesn't have a remez in the Mishnah just said, actually read Lamata, where does Reb Chia come from to go and say, oh, that Lamata means, Zoimid bim koimai v'oichel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I reject that explanation of Reb Chia, and rather I say, since Rebbe didn't say that beferish in the Mishnah, that Reb Chia misunderstood or misheard, and really what the Mishnah is trying to say is, when it says, read Lamata, don't take it home. But in the chotzer, no problem. You can go and eat to your heart's delight, because we paskin like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says you let it go and carry from Rishus to Rishus to Rishus, because all of them are Rishus Achasein, with the exception of the person's personal bias. Good. So that's the end of the first portion of Teis Gemara. You can put two dots here. And now we're going to go back to Rav. Remember, Rav is the one that said, even according to Reb Shimon, that normally holds that you're allowed to carry from Gag to Karvif to Chotzer, etc. If you made an Eder between your bias and your Chotzer, then no, don't carry anything. Because if you carry any type of Chafetz from your Chotzer to your Gag to your Karvif, by mistake, you might take one of the Mane Debatim. See, Itmar, Shtei chatzeiris v'chorva achas v'neim. What happens if you have two chatzeiris in between? There was a chorva. Chorva we've had already many times. Means a property that was totally ruined and collapsed. And Ed is showing us a beautiful picture in the art scroll where you see a chatzir on one side, a chatzir on the other side, and a chorva, a destroyed, demolished house in between. Achas irva v'achas lo irva. One of the two parties, meaning you have two chatzeris, one to the right and one to the left. One party to the right, the chotzer, they made an erev with their internal balabatim. The achas leiv, and the other side did not make an erev. What happens now? Can you or cannot? Can you not use this charva? Omer avuna, noisen oisa lezu shaloi irva. Go and give the right of usage and carrying to the side, to that chotzer, shaloi irva. Avalish irva loi, but not to the one that made an erev. I know it sounds perhaps a little bit ironic. Shlomo, if you don't mind, put yourself on mute, Shlomo. So Ravuna says, Ravuna being a Talmud of Rav, and Rav making the distinction between Erev and no Erev, says Ravuna, the side, that chotzer that didn't make an Erev, let them go and take as many kelim as they want and put it into the charva, take from the charva, put into their chotzer, because since they didn't make an Erev, I don't have to worry that some of the mani debatim, that the kelim of the house, might, unfortunately, by accident, be moved from the house to the chotzer, to the charva. I don't have to worry about that. Because there was no Erev, they're not going to take any mani debatim from the house and put it into the chotzer. Avlish irva, but do not allow the other chotzer that made an internal Erev to go and use this charva, because if they have mani debatim in the chotzer, which is very likely, because after all they made an Erev, and now if they have any of those mani debatim, any of the chafetzim from the house in that chotzer, by mistake they might go and take it from the chotzer and put it into the charva. Reb Shimon doesn't permit that according to Rav. Why? You can only go and take the, according to everybody, it has to be only kelim that shove subetrecha chotzer. But Rav says, in a case where they made an Erev, I am gozer, I'm concerned that there'll be confusion, a mix-up, and therefore, says Reb Shimon, you know what? Don't go and carry any objects from the chotzer to the charva, because in this chotzer there might be mane debatim. And like the Gemara says, of the irvaloi, doma osilafuke mane debatim lecharva. So that on the surface, very easy, very straightforward. Rav Huda is learning exactly like his Rebbe, like Rav. Now, v'chia barav, v'chia who's the son of Rav, Omar, af lisha irva. I remember when father was learning this Mishnah and this halacha, this Mishnah, Itmar, Shnei Chatzeirois, he said, Af l'sheirva. What means Af l'sheirva? Not only to the side Shaloi Irva, but even the side l'sheirva. That's what I heard from father. Now, Chia Barav on his own is saying, says Rashi, I'm not sure what father meant. Did he mean that both Irva and Loi Irva are prohibited from using the chotzer, from the churva? Or did he mean to say that both of them are permitted to use the charva? Says Chia Barav, probably ushtei and asuris. What he meant to say is both the irva and the loy irva are both going to be asur. Now I understand why the irva is asur. The irva is asur because he might take out the mani debatim and put it into the charva. But why would the loy irva be a problem? Says Rashi, that Chia Barav held that his father was so concerned about possible massive confusion that he said to himself, you know what, we have two chatzeres bordering on this charva. If we're going to allow the loy irva people to go and use the charva and put their items in, then the irva people are going to say, why are they any better than us? If anything, we're better than them. We made an Erev. Our Erev entitles us to go and carry. So they didn't make any Erev. Nobody's these guys. And they can go and use the charva. We should certainly be able to use the charva. And guess what? If they're going to go and use the charva, they might go and take mani debatim and put it in the charva. And so therefore Rav went and made a further gezeira. Not only in the Erva part, don't go and take from Chotzer A into the Chorba, because you might make money, might take money to Batim. But even in the Loi Irva Chotzer, where there's no possibility of going and taking any Mati to Batim, because you didn't make an Erev, even there, don't go and use the Chorba. It's almost like Gzeira Li Gzeira, if you will, because the whole reason why you can't go and take the items from the Chotzer in the Irva, from the Irva Chotzer to the Chorva, is all because you might, by mistake, come to take money to Batim. So that's already one Gezerah. And now we are going and making a second Gezerah, and we're saying even in the Loi Irva side, don't allow them to go and carry any of the items from the Chotzer to the Chorva. Why? Because they're seeing that the other side, so maybe they're going to do the same thing, and therefore we have to go and aser both sides. Bazoi lent Rashi, if you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, we start off Umar Rav Huna, Noisen Achorva Lezu Shaloi Irva. Rashi is about 7-8 lines above where we are. Says Rashi, Umar Rav Huna, Noisen Achorva Lezu Shaloi Irva Lahoitzel Lakedem Sheshavsu B'chotzer. We're going to allow all the rights to the guys from the Chotzer Shaloi Irva, that they can go and take Kalim into the Chotzer. Why? From the Chotzer into the Chorva. The Haloi Shchichi Ba Mani Debatim. Hoivala Irva. Since there was no Erev, we don't have to worry about the Mani Debatim. But if they did make an Erev, I'm concerned. Because Rav Huna was a Tamid de Rav Abba. The Omer Alocha Kreb Shimon Bishaloi Irvu. Avi Irvu Loi. So Rav Huna is pure, exactly like the Rebbe Rav said. However, Chiyab Rav Om Avli She'irva, says Rashi, Ani Shemati Mi Abba. When Rav was learning this halacha, I heard him say Avli She'irva. Noisen Oisa. Says Chiyab Rav, but I'm not sure what Tati meant. Did he mean Li Isur U Leheter? Umidat Eni Mefarish. I'm going to add from my own seichel, the Haidi Omer Abba, Avli She'irva, Lesser Eshtein Ka'omar. That both of them are awesome. Why? Now the Irva is also, like we said before, because he might take out money to Batim. That's the Irva. But it goes, Loi Irva Otu Irva. Dimafki Hani Legava. Hani Navni Osu Umafki. He was going, even the Loi Irva people shouldn't go and take out their Kalim. Why? Because Irva people cannot take out their Kalim because they made an Erev. I'm worried about money to Batim. Guys, don't take any Hafetzim from Yechotu into the Chorva. But look at the guys across the street, on the other side of the Chorva. They didn't make an Erev, and they are carrying into the Chorva. They're not more religious or more modern than us. They're our mishpacha, our cousins, the same, we all daven in the same shul, that just as Erlich and just as Frum as we are. If they're able to go and carry, we are able to go and carry. So therefore there's going to be this confusion, and if we're going to allow the Irva people to carry, then they might go and carry the Mani Debatim. Therefore, Rav said, you know what? Shtei Nasuris. Says now, back to the Gemara. B'chiyah Rav again says, Yim Toimer. Maybe you're going to tell me that maybe when Tati said Afli She'irva, he meant Shtei Mutarois, that both of them are Mutar. Not only the Loi Irva side, but even the Irva side. That cannot be. Why can't that be? Because from Neyma, then why here by the Chorva you're being matir the Irva Chotzer, and in a regular case of two Chatzeres of Irva Shaloi Irva, you're not matir. Why in a regular case are you not matir? Because you're concerned about the Mani Debatim. So here too you should be scared about the Mani Debatim. So basically what Chiya Barav says, it cannot be that Shtein Mutaris, because if yes, the Manishtana, why would it be different here than a regular case by a normal type of two chatzeros with a wall, with a Pesach, whatever, where they didn't go and make an Erev? There, Rav said, oh, be concerned, Mani the Batim. And here, why aren't we concerned? So therefore, we have to say, Shteyam are Asuris and
Amutaris. I'm sorry, I don't understand the structure exactly. Could you just, we're giving up.
I'm sorry. What the Gemara means to say lechatzer irva shloi irva means in a standard case where you don't have a charva, where you just have two chatzerois. Why there does father Rav aser in the case of irva? Why doesn't he allow the irva to be exactly like the loy irva? After all, remember, according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to go and carry from Chatzah to Karfif, to Chatz, to Gag, etc. What did Rav say? Yeah, but if there was an Erev between this Chatzah and the Bayis, then no, don't carry, don't carry. Reb Shimon agrees, don't carry. Why over there, by the two Chatziris case, do we distinguish between Erev and Lo Erev? And why over here would father say that Shteya Mutarois? That doesn't make any sense. Right. That pink over here, it's Mutar, and everywhere else is Aser. That's why I have to go and say both of them are Aser. Hazei Zog Tchia Barav. Zog Tiyamara. Shteya Mutsuri, Zog Tiyamara, no. Nishkaraya. Skonzaim Be'emesin, that even Rav would agree that here shteyan mutarois. Ah, you're telling me everywhere else we say that the irva is osur. Hosam kibin the mintri mani the bat mechotzer osla fuke. Hach becharva kibin loy mintri mani the chotzer becharva loy osla fuke. See, Mar is giving a very balabatisha explanation and saying, in a normal case of a regular chotzer, I am very concerned about Rav's gzera, because your average individual, he wants to go and put in storage, at least temporary storage, some of his kalim into his chotzer. Right? It's Friday night. Baruch Hashem, they had a big meal. They had lots of guests. They have 25 sets of used dishes. I don't like using the term dirty dishes, because I'm sure none of us dirt our dishes as a result of eating, but these are used dishes, and they have to be washed, and they didn't have proper kitchen facilities, so they went and piled them all up in the chotzer. And they had 25 extra venkelach, cheers for all the people. They piled them all up in the chotzer. Is anybody likely to steal them from the chotzer? No. It was mintery. It was a normal place that everybody used for their own private storage, at least on a temporary basis on Shabbos. But that's if you're talking about in the chotzer. However, in a charva, where the building collapsed, you know, it's totally hefker. The only thing that roams around there are probably mice and rats and squirrels and things of that nature. So a person is not going to leave his used kalim or his chairs or whatever there in the charva. Who knows? It's hefkerland. It's no man's. It could be taken. The animals can get to it. Who knows? And so therefore, says the Gemara, in the case of the chotzer there, Rav was very concerned that if you're going to allow to go and take kalim from the chotzer to the gag to the karvit, he might also take among them kalim that were originally in the house, because it's very likely that there'll be household kalim there in the chotzer, and therefore, in addition to the chotzer kalim, he might take the money to bat them and start carrying and carrying. And Reb Shimon says that's awesome. However, when your destination is the charva, people are not going to take money to bat them and put it into the charva, because it's a charva. Who knows? Rodents, maybe more of the building is going to collapse over Shabbos. They have ice. So therefore, you don't have that concern that people are going to go and carry. Thank you very much. That people are going to go and carry from the chotzer into the charva. And that's why if it's mani de chotzer that reside in the chotzer, that he might go and put in the charva, because these are things he's less concerned about. But mani de batim, his cutlery, his crockery, his fancy plates, his extra chairs, he's not going to want to put those into the charva. So you don't have to worry about that the mani de batim will land up in the charva. And therefore, what the Rabbanan are telling Chiyah Barav, I could justify a distinction between the Chorva case that maybe Rav would say, Shteyan Mutarois, even though elsewhere, Rav Paskins like Reb Shimon, that in the case of Irva, it would be Aser. That is the first Pshat according to this Limud. There's another version, which is almost the same, at least in Mahalach HaMachshava. Ikri Amri Chiyah Barav Omer Afle She'irva Shteyan Mutarais. Again, Chiyah Barav said, I heard from my father Afle She'irva, and on my own, I'm going to say he probably meant to Shteyan Mutarais. Ah, Vim Toim, you're going to ask me, Shteyan Asurais. Why? Because in the normal circumstances, in a regular case, we wouldn't allow for carrying if you have two chatzeroids. We would make a distinction between irva and shaloi irva. Says Chiyah Barav on his own, you cannot compare. Hasam kiven de mintri mani de batim mechotzer loyshar b'hura banan to asa lafuke. There, my father said, the rabbis wouldn't allow you to go and carry any items from the chotzer to the karfif, to the gag, because he might take along some of the money de bat. This is not a concern by a charva. Nobody's going to go and place in the charva precious items that were originally residing in the bayis. So I don't have this concern that he might go and transport or transfer any of the money to batim from the chotzer to the charva. So the only difference between the first version and the second version is the first version, Chiya Barav said that it's osir. It cannot be that it's mutter. What would father answer? Say the rabbanan? No. Father would have a very good distinction between the chotzer, the normal chatzeris case, and the chotzer and the churva case. According to Ikariyami, it was Chiya Barav on his own that said father would have made this distinction, and that's why here, shtein mutarais, but the normal case of Reb Shimon between a chotzer and a karf and a gag, if it was irva, it would taka be asr. Okay, on to the next Mishnah and the next Gemara, and it's to a certain degree much smoother sailing. We already learned this Mishnah before. It says the Mishnah, Gag Godel Samach LeKotan. You have two Gagin, two roofs of two attached houses, and one has a larger Gag and one has a smaller Gag. Presumably this is a much larger house, and therefore not only the house, but the Gag extends both to the front and to the back. And the other Gag, which is presumably of a smaller house, it's much thinner, narrower, and so therefore the Gag of the Godel extends both to the right and to the left, both to the front and to the back of the cotton. Now the question is, can you carry on top of these Gagim? Zok the Mishnah, HaGodel Mutter, you're allowed to go and carry on the big one, VaKotan Osab, you're allowed to carry on the small one. Now why are you allowed to go and carry on the big one, you cannot go and carry on the small one? Because we look upon the big Gag with the concept of good asik. Good asik means that there are mechitzes that grow from the mechitzes down below. In other words, if you're on top of the Gag, you look down and you see, you could see the walls of not only of your Gag, but of the entire building. And now, based on the principle of good asik, I deem those walls not only to go down, but also to go up. And they go up on all sides, with the exception of the side of where the two buildings are attached together. There they don't go up. But to the right of the cotton and to the left of the cotton, meaning the Gag Godel, the mechitzes do go up on both sides, and that's what the Gemara calls at times gifufi. Gifufi means that you have like door posts on both sides, just like you have when anytime you enter into a house, into a doorway, you normally have the mezuzos on both sides, the two doorposts, and these are like two doorposts on the right and on the left. But these two doorposts only help for the Gag Godel. They don't help for the Gag Cotton, because as far as the Gag Cotton, it's poritz b'miluai, meaning that the entire side of that four sides of the Gag Cotton, that entire side is open. It doesn't have a right doorpost, it doesn't have a left doorpost, the entire side of that Gag is open to the Gag Godel. So therefore, vis-a-vis the Gag Godel, the opening between the two Gagin is just like a Pesach. It's a Pesach in the middle of the wall, right? I have the remainders of the wall to the right and to the left. I see them based on the principle of good asik, and I have an opening in the middle, which has to be less than 10 amos. Fine, then it's a Pesach, like every wall has a Pesach. As far, however, as the Gag Katan, there is no Pesach. It's just one big pirtza. There's no wall at all. Therefore, you cannot carry on the Katan.
Because there's no Pesach.
This is not
a Rashi starts getting into, what about Remeya? What about Reb Shimon? What about the Rabbanan? For our purposes, I didn't want to touch that machloikis, not to add further confusion. Then you have to talk about, what about from a Gag to a Chotzen to a Karfif, from one Gag to the other, and if they are attached, not attached. Just simply on its own. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi in the middle, Rashi on the second wide line of the middle of the Rashis of the Mishnah,
yeah,
you see that you have a dot there. The Divrei Akoyli, the Filler Meili Omer Gagan Rishus Achas Elakelim Shavus Besoichen, Elakelim Shavus Mabatim Loi. To me, the Chotzik Tana Shenivus Gedoyla, the Kuliyal Machatzei Rishus Achatay, Leini Klei Habatim Osu Gedoyla Ktana. In other words, you don't have to talk about now carrying from Gag to Gag. What about carrying from Bayis to Gag, right? Instead of taking your items from the Bayis and putting it outside in the Chotzer, you want to go and put it on top of your Gag. Would that be permissible? Says Rashi, our Mishnah is talking about such a situation. You want to put the Klei HaBayis on top on your gag, and therefore that was not part of the three-way machlokes between Rav Meir, the Rabbanon, and Rav Shimon. They were all talking about gag to gag to chotzer, chotzer to karf, etc. But bayis to gag, everybody agrees you cannot go and carry unless you made, well, if it's one owner, you should be able to carry. But you have the machitzis issue, not the Erev problem, you have machitzis issue. On top of the gordel, I have machitzis, a room and a room from all four sides. Why? Because even on the fourth side where it's open, I have gifufi, so it's a wall with a pesach. However, the homeowner who lives in the katan, when he's bringing his mani debatim on top of the gag, I got a problem. I don't have four machitzas. I only have three machitzas. The other side is parts mimiluai, and therefore it's also to go and carry.
The Rishisi
Yochid Oil Rikia,
because the house.
The Rishisi Yochid Oil works, but you still have to have your machitzas. And your machitza over here, the fourth machitza, unfortunately doesn't exist because it's parts totally bimiluai to the Gag Godel, and therefore the traffic from the Godel interrupts and interferes with the cotton. Similar to the concept we have by the Pasi Berois, where you have the Rishus Rabim going in between. Here you have the traffic.
General, without machitzas, is not allowed to carry according to this.
Right. Without this, according to this, you would not be able to. If it's not, one second. If it's not attached to another house, if it's all on its own, based on good asik, you would be able to, because you have these invisible virtual machitas coming up. But if it is attached and it's a katan, then you got a problem because there is no wall on the fourth side. You are wonderful. Again, that machlokes is a libid rabban, and there it's talking about carrying in the gag itself, from one gag to another. It's not talking about from a gag to the bayis.
Why does the openness make a problem? In other words, that's like open means there's no wall, it's literally open, there's air, right? Why is that?
All of the discussion that we have, the gabi carrying from a gag to a chotzer to a karfif and all that, is all with the assumption that there are machitzos, that there are walls around it. Because whenever we talk about carrying on Shabbos, you have to have two conditions. Condition number one is that there are machitzas, that there are walls around it, fences. And item number two is, in those places where you need an Erev, that you made an Erev. Now, we, in normal colloquial speech, when we talk about Erev, we usually combine the two. We think of the Erev as being those wires that go around the community, which are the walls around the community. That's really not true. It's part of the Hilchos Erev. It's what we call a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach means that we're making these halachic walls by putting up two posts and putting wires on top. But in addition to that, you still have to go and put away your seudais. What means your seudais? You have to go and put your pekel matzis. In the good old days, you would collect it from each homeowner. Everybody would collect and give towards the two seudais. But nowadays, what's more common is that one person is mezakeh for everybody, and you make a special bracha, baruch ato Hashem, that you made, and you make a bracha on the Erev, and then you make a hiratzoin, where you say that this Erev should be on behalf of everybody. What Reb Shimon was saying is, you're allowed to go and carry from the chotzer to the gag and to the karfif without that the benefit of the pekel matzis and the shtei seudais and the bracha and the hiratzoin. But you still have to have the machitzos. You still have to have walls around on all sides to allow you to go and carry.
The lack of one, that's a problem.
Without it, the absence of one makes it look like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the rabbis, the Rabbanan, said, I'm gozer that you might go and carry in a Rishus HaRabim situation. Anyway, that was the Reisha. The Seifa of the Mishnah is virtually identical. Because the Seifa says, Memli Tzarek Beis Amar Aleph, the first wide line, oh, we have two chatzerois. Same thing, a big one and a small one. And again, the gdoila is bigger than the ktana, both to the right and to the left, both to the front and to the back. And so therefore, again, this chatzer has not just a deemed fence, but has a real fence, a rum and a rum, a koisel of 10 tvachim on all sides, with the exception of the side where the two chatzerois meet. That the chatzer gdoila shnifts of the ktana, there it's open in between the two chatzerois. Gdoila muteris, the entire gdoila you're allowed to go and carry without exception, no problem. Why? Because it has four walls. the three walls of the fence on all three sides. And even on the side of the Ktana, it has the Gifufi. It has part of a fence on the right and part of a fence on the left. Yes, there's an opening in between, but every wall is entitled to have a Pesach as long as it's not more than 10 amos wide. But the Ktana is a Surah Mneshi Ki Pischa Shal Gdoila, because the small one we look upon as being like the Pesach of the Gdoila. The Poshup Shat is, like we said before, since that fourth wall of the Ktana, that fourth fence, that side of the Ktana that does not have a fence, because it's porous, it's totally open to the Chatzik Doila, there's no wall there. Since there's no wall there, you cannot go and carry in the Ktana. It's like the Pesach of the Gdoila. It's like a nice opening for the Gdoila, no problem for the Gdoila, but it's a pirtza for the Ktana. We'll get back to this in another moment. Zokti Gemara. Both cases are identical. They're not identical facts. This is a gag with a gang, this is a chotzer with a chotzer. However, in terms of the halachic fact and the fact structure, they're exactly the same. So, why does the Gemara have to repeat it twice? Says Gemara, I'll tell you. It depends according to Rav or according to Shmuel. L'Rav k'toni gag dumi de chotzer. Ma chotzer minkar mechitzta. Av gag nami minkar mechitzta. Rav says that we say in our Mishnah that the gag godoil is mutter. You know why it's mutter? For the same reason why the chotzer is mutter. Just like the chotzer minkar mechitzta, it has real live mechitzes, fences and walls around the chotzer to allow you to carry. Same thing applies to this gag. It also minkar mechitzta. Why? Because of good asik. So what's this lashon of minkar mechitzta? So Rashi adds one very important concept over here. I don't think we've had this before. What happens if you get to the top of the roof of this house and you see that the contractor wanted to make the house or the roof a little bit fancier, or perhaps he wanted to make it a little bit more secure against rain, for instance? What he did was he took the top of the roof, made it totally flat, and have it bend over like a lip over the bricks of the walls of this building.
Overhang.
An overhang! That's the right word. Thank you very much, Brother Shai. We have an overhang. As a result of the overhang, the person who's standing on the gag is looking down to the mechitzas. I don't see the mechitzas because there's a classic cover-up. A cover-up from the media. It's terrible. But that's the way it goes. You have a cover-up. They're covering over the sides of the walls. By this overhang, you cannot see the mechitzas. Says Rav, in such a case, we would not allow you to carry even on the gag godoil. The only time you can carry the gag godoil if it's minkar mechitzta. But if there's a cover-up, there's an overhang, no good. That's how Rav would explain the Mishnah. That's why we need chotzer, to tell you just like chotzer, minkar mechitzta, gag minkar mechitzta. Shmuel says, on the other hand, that I'm concerned not about the gag godoil, but rather the gag kotan. When do I say that a gag cotton you cannot carry? Ule Shmuel, gag dumi de chotzer. Again, I need the chotzer case to tell you about the gag. Ma chotzer de kodarisi l'rabim. You know the reason why, by the chotzer case, we said you cannot carry in the chotzer ktana. Why don't we go and say that there's a, just like you can carry in the godel, why shouldn't I be able to carry in the cotton? And the answer is because darsi l'rabim, because there is constant treading, people going front, there's a lot of foot traffic from the godel into the cotton. See, if there was a wall over there, they would destroy it by the foot traffic going back and forth. Agav af gagnami. You know why you cannot use the gag cotton, the kodarisi le'rabim, because there are a lot of people walking back and forth. But now let's go make the diuk. What happens if you have a gag where, in fact, it's rare for people to go and carry from the godel to the cotton? In fact, it's rare for people even to walk from the gag godel to the gag cotton. Then, in fact, you'd be able to carry not only on the gag godel, but even on the gag cotton. And that's what the reason why Rabbeinu HaKadosh threw in the chotzer in the second case to tell us. Just like, you know why by chotzer, the cotton, you cannot go and carry? Because you have, it's open time for everybody, open doors for everybody to go and tread over the shvel, over the threshold, separating between the chotzer godel and the chotzer kot. Same thing as by Gag. That's the reason why it's usher in the Gag cotton. But if there wouldn't be that foot traffic, you'd be able to go and carry even in the Gag cotton as well. What's the reason why? Says Rashi. Because just like we have the good asik mechitzta from all the outside walls, we would say good asik mechitzta here too, in between the two. Remember here now we're talking about the overhang. That was according to Rav. Here we're able to go and see where the walls end. The only reason why we don't allow for the good asik mechitzta is because the foot traffic interferes with this concept. But if nobody's walking, fine. Just like you have good asik mechitzta room in a room, you have good asik mechitzta in the middle, and therefore you have an effective wall in between.
How do you police that? How do you say, oh yeah, you can walk in between these because nobody walked there. People walked there, the cat went by there.
I don't know what the degree of foot traffic is. You'd have to look up the Mefarshim or the Poskim, whether we're talking about once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year. But we're talking about that this was not a frequent place that people went over the from one side to the other. And so therefore, says Shmuel, in those cases, if you don't have regular traffic, you'd be able to go and carry even in the cotton. Good. Now the Gemara says something very fascinating, and we're going to give five examples. The Gemara ended off, the Mishnah ended off with somewhat of a poetic flourish. And it said that you know why you're allowed to carry in the Gdoila and not in the Ktana? Because that wall in between, which is missing, that ear space, that's a Pischa Shel Gdoila. The Ktana is considered to be like an opening, a doorway to the Gdoila. So based on this, the Gemara wants to learn five special halachas, each one of which is based on the same theory or the same theorem, and that is that the Ktana is being subsumed and is considered to be an annex to the Gdoila. Yosef Rabba, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Yosef Rabba, Rab Zeira, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. These three giants, Rabba, Rab Zeira, and Rabba Rav Chanan. The Yosef Abayu Gabayu and Abayu were sitting together with them. The Yosef Kamran, these three were saying to each other, Shema Minim Masnisim. By the fact that the Mishnah ends off, that missing wall is like the Pischa Shel Gedoyla, the Ktana is like the Pischa Shel Gedoyla. Because of that, Diure Gedoyla B'Ktana. Now Rashi adds a word, not only Diure Gedoyla, but Rashi says, Diure Gedoyla Moishlim B'Ktana. They are like the bosses, they are the ones that have the jurisdiction, they are the kings over the Ktana becomes subservient or subsumed within the Gdoila, but not the other way around. Ain't Diur Ktana Big Gdoila. However, the Diur Ktana, they cannot project themselves as being Moshlim over the Gdoila. So what does that mean in practical terms? The Gemara gives five practical examples. Ketzad, first one. We know the din of Kloya Kerem, that you're not allowed to go and plant crops within a Kerem, within a vineyard. So what happens if it's found a big doyla? You have this vineyard that was planted in the doyla. Osel is Reyes Ektana. You're not allowed to go and plant anything in the Ktana. And as we'll see in Yetchim and the Gemara a little bit further, and Rashi brings it already now, under normal circumstances, all you have to do is just move four amos away. And once you move four amos away, then you can go and plant. Over here you cannot. Osel is Reyes Ektana, even 10 amos away. Why not? Because it's as if we took the whole Ktana and we inserted it inside the Gdoila. How did we insert that? Because the Mishnah says that the whole Ktana, the whole Bakal Mikol Kol is like Pischa Shel Gdoila. Based on that poetic flourish that we call the Ktana just like the Pesach of the Gdoila. In other words, it's part and parcel of the Gdoila and it's just the opening of the Gdoila. If that's the case, don't plant anything there. In other words, anything non-Geffen, you're not going to plant in the Ktana. The Imzar, and if you did, Zar and Asur, and all of those Roim are Asur, because of Kloya Kerem, but the Kvanim are Mutar, the Kvanim are Mutar. Why? Because Ein Diure Ktana Moishlim B'Gdoyla. That's what Rashi says on the bottom of the Yomid. Kvanim Mutarim, the Ein Diure Ktana Moishlim B'Gdoyla. The Gdoyla says to Ktana, who are you to go and preclude and prohibit my Kvanim? I'm the boss. You're the, if you will, the slave. You are subservient to us, and therefore, my Gifanim Amutter, yours run, get out of here. And vice versa. Gifanim Biktana, if you had Gifanim in the low, in the smaller one, Mutter is Roya Segdoila, you're allowed to go and plant the Gdoila right next to it, because the people in the Gdoila says, who are you guys to go and dictate what to plant and what not to plant? We are the Moshlim, we are the ones in charge. Mari gives four more examples. Next case, Isha Begdoila, Beget Biktana. we have a situation, Rachman Litzlan, where a husband and wife do not see eye to eye, and it's now come to the point that the husband is giving a get to his wife. Instead of giving the get in her hand, he decides to throw it into her chatzer, or into her gag.
Unfortunately.
So now, if the isha and the chatzer and the get are all one, in other words, all in one rishus, unfortunately, she becomes divorced. In fact, it's a machloikim sech is getting or not. We're going to man the that says as long as it lands in her chatzer or in her gag, she's divorced. But what happens is we have two gagim next to each other. Both of them belong to her. She, however, is standing in the gdoila, and the get, the husband apparently did not have the picture arm like some of the great, like Whitey Ford, who just died recently, if that's appropriate. Anyway, it fell into the ktana. So what's the din? Miskareshes. Why miskareshes? Because the ktana is like the pesach of the gdoila, so we insert the old ktana into the gdoila, and it's just like the doorway of the gdoila. So it's as if the get is in the gdoila. She's miskareshes. However, Isha Biktana, if it's the other way around, that she's in Ktana, and the get Bigdoila, ain't miskareshes, because the Gdoila are moishlim on the Ktana, but the Ktana are not moishlim on the Gdoila.
Who owns these two?
We're assuming that they either both belong to her, or that she rented them, or she has full rights to use them, because if it's not in her chotzer, then it wouldn't be, you wouldn't nothing to talk about. The only problem is, it's in the wrong place. If it would be falling, if she's in the Gdoila and it falls in the Gdoila, or if the get at least falls in the Ktana, so then the people in the Gdoila are Moshel, they are in charge, they're the bosses, and the Ktana, that belongs to me. So the get belongs to her. But the other way around, if she's in the Ktana and the get is Gdoila, you cannot have the de jure Gdoila, you can't have the de jure Ktana. What's the Lashon Rashi? Ein de jure Ktana Moshel Gdoila. Those that are in the Ktana, they cannot be the decision makers. They cannot be the bosses. They can only be the followers.
If you were in Chicago, mm-hmm. and the property's in New York, mm-hmm. and he throws it into her chutzah, isn't she Kohen and
Mishmeres? That depends whether it's chutzah Mishmeres or not. It'll be chutzah Mishmeres Ladata. If she's not around and it's not Mishmeres Ladata, in other words, anybody can come in and go out, it would not be Kohen.
Mishmeres, so here also it says Mishmeres. So here, why
it's Mishmeres because she's standing here and she's watching it, so that's why it's Mishmeres. If she's not here, then it wouldn't work. So what we're saying is, if the get lands in her chutzah and she's standing there, then it's all Kohen. In the other place, it's not Mishtameres because it could fly away. It can be forward by the time she gets there, it might not be there anymore. But if it happens to be in her chatzah, as soon as it lands, maybe even in the Avir, she would be kind. So that's number two.
The guy's divorcing his wife on Shabbos. What's going on here? Am I missing something?
No, it's not the deal with Shabbos.
But this is what. So
the planting is not a Shabbos.
This is nothing to do with. Okay.
We're going to get back to Shabbos. No, you're doing fine. Case number three. What happens? You're putting together a minyan. And this is a minyan like we have nowadays in many communities where you have minyanim outdoors. Outdoors, unfortunately. So now what do you have? Tzibur b'gdoila. In this large chotzer, you have, an oilam of 100 people. The shliach tzibur, whoever's in the ktana, and the shliach tzibur wants to be moitzi that entire oilam. Can they be yoitza through this fellow? And the answer is yes, yoitza nechavasim. Because since they are in the gdoila, they are in charge, they're the bosses, so the shliach tzibur is subservient to them, he's subsumed with the ktana into the gdoila, it's as if he's standing in the gdoila. He's standing in the wrong place, but we're going to move the whole ktana into the gdoila, he's standing there with the tzibur, yoitza nechavasim. However, tzibur ktana, if the tzibur happens to be the ktana, the shliach tzibur is big doyla, since the shliach tzibur is the gdoila, so the gdoila is the one that is the mightier force, that one individual cannot schlep 100 people to him to be moitzi them. They unfortunately are in the wrong place, they're in the ktana, and yoitzi nechavos, and unfortunately he cannot be moitzi them. He'd have to move to them. He cannot schlep them to him because of the fact that he's only one guy and these are 100 people on the other side.
If we're standing in the other session, it's a smaller room.
That's the next case. So Tisha B'Gdoyla, what happens if you have 9 people in the Gdoyla, and you have Yochim B'Gtana, you have one person in the Gdoyla? Says the Imar Mitztarif, and you can be Mitztarif them. Why? Because you can schlep the Gdoyla guy. Remember, the Gdoyla is just like a Pesach of the Gdoyla. So take the whole Gdoyla and the Yochim, schlep him into the 9. We got a minion. On the other hand, if you have Tisha B'Gdoyla, you have 9 in the Gdoyla, in the small one. The Yochim B'Gdoyla ain't Mitztarif, because the one in the Gdoyla cannot go and schlep all the other 9 people to him. If he wants to make a minion, he better go either call them that they should walk over to him, or he should walk over to them, but he can't be mitzarev because again the diurik tana cannot be in charge over the diurik doyle. Now, from these two lines we just learned now, there is in fact a lot of discussion among the poskim. Aha, for a tziruf, for a minyan, what do you need, what don't you need? So, there are some that learn that this Gemara is talking about when you do not see one another, that the nine are in one rishus, one is in the other rishus, even though they can hear each other talking and davening, however, they don't see one another. Ah, so you have nine here and one there, it's mitzarev. If you have one here and nine there, you cannot be mitzarev. However, if you can
see each other, how could they not see each other if they're on the gog, and the gog is a flat gog, and the nine are in the small area, the small gog, how do they not see each other?
There could be a tell, there could be a partition on the ktana, which
even the other way
it blocks. First of all, exactly. It doesn't have to be talking about a gaga, be talking about a chatzar. That's number one. Number two, even if it's talking about a gag or a chatzar, it's true that it happens to be open. But you can have a large, large gag, or for that matter, a large chatzar, three walls on all sides, in between one and the other, that happens to be a large opening, less than 10 amas, true. But then, in the corner of the chatzar, to the right or to the left, it's a large chatzar, it's a chatzar of chais, 500 amas wide, 1,000 amas wide, there happens to be a wall over there, a partition, where everybody is davening in front of that wall, like everybody likes, and that wall, all the people standing there are not visible by the people on the other side. In fact, even people inside the chatzik tana might not see all the people because they're on the other side of the wall. So the point is, we're not talking about the machitzas of the tana or the gdoil themselves. We're talking about partitions or walls which are inside the gdoil or tana, which are blocking the vision. If that's the pshat in the Gemara, so then the only time that you're not mitzarif if you don't see them. But what happens if in fact you do see them? Then you would be able to mitzarev the ktana gdoila even if they're not in the same area, as long as you can see them. So that's how some of the mefarshim learn, and therefore they learn that if you can see the other one, regardless of whether he's in the gdoila or in the ktana, they are mitzarev, and that is the basic heter for, not only for today, this is already brought in Shulchan Aruch, in other types of circumstances. Brother Shai said, what happens if one person is standing inside the Ezra's Noshim, and everybody is standing inside the shul, if they can see each other, and some say it doesn't have to be that all 10 people see each other, as long as the Shliach Tzibur, or perhaps even just the Gabbai, can go and see each other, so he can bridge the two by the fact that he's able to see both. Halacha l'mais, again, speak to your competent local Orthodox rabbis. However, that's a shita that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, as long as you can see each other. Others say that our Gemara is talking about even though they could see each other, it still doesn't help. You got to be together in the same area. If nine are in one and one is in the other, if the yoch is b'ktana, it's subsumed within the gdoli, you have a minion. But it's the other way around, you don't have a minion. Anyway, again, halacha l'maaseh, you have to speak to the competent rabbis. On to the next case. Soya Bigdoila, Osalikris Kriyashmakina Miktana Sorry again. You have Soya. Everybody knows you're not allowed to go and be mespal a muk of Tsoya. Tsoya means Chasa Shalom, where there is excrement and feces. And it's not covered up and there's a smell. And you can see it. So you're not allowed to go and daven. Now what happens if that Tsoya happens to be far removed and there is no smell? It's more than 4 amas away, and you don't smell it, and you happen to be in one, and the tzoy is in the other place. So tzoy is big doyla, if the tzoy happens to be in the doyla. And the people in the ktana, they see it, it's beyond 4 amis, they don't smell it, also likrish kriyishma. They cannot go and lane kriyishma big ktana. Why not? Because once again, we're taking all of the Tana people, we're pushing them into the Gdoila, and there in the Gdoila you have this tzoya right in front of their eyes, also they're not allowed to kriyishma. However, say Biktana, if the Tzoy is in the Ktana, the people are in the Gdoila, even though they can go and see it, they don't smell it, and it's beyond 4 Amis, but Taliyah Kriyishma Bigdoila. The people in the Gdoila are allowed to go and lay in Kriyishma, because they say to the Tzoy in the Ktana, who are you to go and put limitations and impediments upon us? You're subservient to us. We're the Moshlim, we're the guys in charge. You're just our Pesach. So therefore, don't tell us what to do, so to speak. So, we had 5 practical examples, all based on this poetic flourish that it says at the end of the Mishnah, that the entire Tana is like Pesach Shir Doila, and I see that Barry wants to ask a question.
Yeah,
No, Barry doesn't want to ask questions. Good. So now the Gemara continues on. Amalu Abai. Since Abayim came, based on what you're telling me, Matsinu Machitzali Isur. As a result of what you're saying, you're creating Isurim over here. What does he mean? As Gemara explains, Shilmole Ein Machitza Marchik Dalit Amis Vizereya. Let's go back to the first case. The first case where you had Gifanim in the Gdoila and Yadzroim in the Ktana. Shilmole Ein Machitza. What happens if you wouldn't have this open area between the Gdoila and the Ktana? The reason why the Gemara refers to it as Machitza, because the Gemara is looking upon this opening as being a bona fide machitza of the gedoyla, because we said that the gedoyla, since it's wider than the ktana, so both on the right and on the left we have the gifufi, we have these doorposts, so all you have in the middle is the pesach, so it's a regular normal machitza with a pesach in it, no problem. Shemole ain machitza. What happens if there wouldn't be a machitza whatsoever on that fourth side where the two gagan attached to one another? What would you do? Marchi dalet ames v'zareya. All you have to do is move over four ames, and then you can go and be zareya. In other words, if it was just one gag, or it was just one chotzer, and you want to go and plant in that same plot of land, both a vineyard as well as other crops, no problem, just don't mix them together. Wherever you finish your vines of the vineyard, go and make harchoka, go and make a space of four ames, and then you can be zarei whatever you want. Vilu hashta, and now we said, no, that asura, you're not allowed to go and plant in the entire tana. So because of this one lousy machitza that I have here between the gedoyla and the ktana, and it's not really a full-fledged machitza, it's a good asik machitza that has come up on the right and on the left, because the larger gag has these gifufi on the two sides. Because of that machitza, I am now making isurim. Usually machitzas help to make heterim. By putting on a machitza, usually that allows me, for instance, the case of Kloya Kerem, if you have a machitza, you can go and plant Gefanim all the way up to the wall on one side, and on the other side you can go and plant your Zeroyim, because you have a wall in between. And now I have a wall in between, I make it worse instead of making it better. That was a bias question. Amli Reb Zeira Abaye, v'lei matzino machitza li'isser. You're telling me you don't find machitzas li'isser? V'atanan. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Our very Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos, like Ed was pointing out before. Chotzei Gedolei Shniftzei L'Ktana. The two chatzeiros are open one to the other. Gedolei Muteres U'Ktana Asura. Why? Mnei she kepischa shel Gedolei. Because it's like the Pesach of the Gedolei. Aha. V'ilu hishve eski fufeha. What happens if you were to able to take out the gifufim from the equation, from the picture? Gedolei nami asura, then the gadol would also be asur. What does the Gemara mean? So now we have a picture down below in the Rashi, and notice in the picture on the right hand side you have the chotzer ktana, you have the walls around it, the good asik walls, and you have on the left hand side you have the chotzer gedolei. I don't see the words chotzer gedolei, but it should be there. That's the larger ones, and then you see the gifufi. Gifufi means that portion of the chotzer on the left chotzer, which stick out to the top and to the bottom of the chotzer ketana. Okay, so now, as far as the chotzer ketana is concerned, it's totally open. That's why it's pasach b'miluay, paritz b'miluay, and that's why you can't carry them. But as far as the chotzer gedolei is concerned, it's only a small opening, because I have gifufi, I have walls to the right and to the left. Now, what happens if I would go and build machitzais? And you see in the picture it says machitzais. In my Gemara, that machitza, you see, seems to be white as opposed to dark or shaded, because it's trying to show you what happens if theoretically you were to build now those walls. And those walls would extend from the opening of the chotzer ketana to the back of the chotzer gedoyla, and by doing that both on top and on bottom, we will have eliminated. Don't just go make transparent walls, build actual real live walls. By doing that, then the upper part of the chotzer gedolei and the bottom part of the chotzer gedolei will be cut off, and all I'll have now is just one nice rectangular chotzer ktana to the right, chotzer gedolei to the left, with the same opening for the chotzer ktana as the chotzer gedolei. In other words, it would be poritz b'miluoy fully for both of them. What would happen in such a case? Then you wouldn't be able to carry either the chotzer ktana or in the Chatzi Gedoyla. So you see that by erecting these mechitzos to the top and to the bottom in this Chatzi Gedoyla, guess what? I've created Isurim that until now in the Chatzi Gedoyla I was able to carry the entire length and breadth by putting up these partitions there, which connect now and eliminate the Gifufi on the both sides. So now it's totally parallel walls on all four sides. So both of them are awesome. So dos freitach yetz, Reb Zeira back to Abaye. Remember, Abaye was sitting there with these three great rabbis. Reb Zeira was the middle one, and Reb Zeira is now responding to Abaye. He says, "V'lei matzina mechita liitzer v'atanan narmish tochotz gedoyish nifse ketana gedoy guteres ketana surim neishi kepischa v'ilu hishves gifufea." Hishva means if you would eliminate the gifufim by putting these machitzas in, like in the picture. Gedoy l'rami asura. So you see, erecting a machitza can create isurim. Amalei Sabaya says, think about it. There it's not the creation of the machitzas, there it's the siluk of the machitzas. Hasam, see the machitzas who? See the machitzas means that until now, this was a much wider and broader chotzer gedoyla. What you've done is you've cut out the outer machitzas on the top and on the bottom by building a new machitzas. So it's not the building that's creating the isurim, it's the removal of the original machitzas that's causing the isurim. So therefore, says Reb Zeira, to Abaye, you have no right.
And this is talking about
Abaye says to Reb Zeira, you have no right. Sorry?
Just talking for, I'm sorry to bring this in, but this is not according to Reb Shimon. Unless it's because the Chatzeros, why can't you carry between Chatzeros corners or Shus Achas?
Rashi said that the focus of this halacha is not carrying from Chatzer to Chatzer, Gag to Gag, but rather in, here we're talking about Chatzeres, but they're talking, if we're talking about Chatzeres, then this question doesn't apply. But if you're talking about Tugagin, then the halach of the Mishnah is talking about taking from the bias to the Gag, and from Gag to the bias, as opposed to Gag to Gag. And Gag to bias, kuli alma moida, that you don't have to have an Erev, it belongs to the same person, but you do have to have Machitzas. So if you have the benefit of Machitzas on top, because of good Asik, you can go and carry. So the Gdoli you can carry, the Ketana you cannot carry, because it doesn't have Machitzas, it only has three, it's Paretz Milui on the fourth side, and therefore this is not related to the question of Rameir, Rabbanan, and Reb Shimon, because we're not talking about carrying from Gag to Gag, we're talking about carrying from downstairs, upstairs, onto the Gag. Here, once again, we're not referring to the Gag and referring to the Machitzois, to the Chatzerois. You have one Chatzer next to the other one, the Chatzik Tan and the Chatzik Doila. So until now, you were able to go and carry in the Chatzik Doila because it had Machitzas Arum and Arum. And we're not talking about carrying from one Chatzer to the other Chatzer, we're talking about carrying in the environs of the Chatzer itself, or from the Bayis into the Chatzer, Chatzer into the Bayis, if you made an Erev. But the Chatzik Tani you cannot, because it's Poretz B'Miluai to the Gdoyla. Says the Gemara about all of that, that you could go and eliminate the Gifufim by putting up the walls. So says now Abaye to, says Reb Zeira to Abaye, you see that you found Mechitzos Li'Isur. Says Abaye, this is not Machitzas Le'isr, this is removal of Machitzas, not the creation of Machitzas. We'll just do one more Gemara, because there are another series of such kashas. Omli Rava Labai. So Rava says Abai. For the Metzina Machitzas Le'isr, we don't find a Machitzas Le'isr. I have another case of Machitzas Le'isr. What is that case? Sikhe Chalgabi Achsadra Shiesh Lo Petzimin Ksheira. Vilu Hishva Petzimel is Psula. I have an Achsadra. Achsadra, by definition, means that you have only two walls. On top of the two walls, you have a whole bunch of beams upon which you're going to go and put all of your schach on top of a sukkah for sukkahs. Sticking out on the front and on the back, you don't have to have on the back, but at least on the front of your sukkah, you have ptzimin. Ptzimin basically are like the gifufim. These are like the doorposts which are sticking out on the front of this sukkah, to the right and to the left, they're sticking out, and the width is that of a tefach. And you remember from Masechta Sukkah that for purposes of a sukkah, according to at least one man d'yomar, if you have two walls together with a tefach, that is enough. That's the famous halacha, or the famous thing of the Baal Rekeach. The Baal Rekeach says that you learn from the word sukkah that it can have four walls, it can have three walls, or it can have just two and a little bit. What do you see that? Because a sukkah, it could be samach, is four walls, and then you can have a the Chof, right? Because the word Suk is spelled Samach Chof Hey. Thank you. Samach has the four walls. The Chof only has three walls, and the Hey has two walls and a little bit and a Tefachol. See here too, Yeshekoyach, Brother Shag. Here you have also, you have the two walls of the Achsada to the right and to the left, and in front of it, you have the Tefach wall sticking out to the right and to the left, almost like doorposts as you enter in. Okay, I have the two walls, I have the Tefach. What happens if Hishva Ptzimea? Hishva Ptzimea means what happens if I go and build brand new mechitzos which start from the end of the Ptzimim. When I say the end of Ptzimim, means that edge of the Ptzimim which are towards the entry, right? I'm entering into my sukkah. I see on the right and on the left, I see this Ptzimim. Beyond the Ptzimim has, each one of them has a width of a Tefach. Beyond that Tefach, I see to the right. Oh, there's a wall over there. What happens if I would move that wall so that it would be flush with the end of my Ptzimim? Or I would build brand new Mechitzos, which would start from the edge of the Ptzimim and go towards the back. So guess what happens now? Now I don't have anything protruding. I don't have any additional Tefach, because the whole Sukkah now has been narrowed. I only have the two walls, and there's no additional Ptzimim. Those Ptzimim are now out of the Sukkah. They're not part of the Sukkah, because I built these brand new walls. Ah, so you see over here that I build walls, and it creates Isurim. So how did Abaye ask rhetorically? Says Rava, I built a Mechitza, and now you can't use the Sukkah anymore, because the Ptzimim are no longer a third wall. They've now been eliminated. And Abaye gives the same answer. Amalei Abaye, l'didik sheira. According to me, it would be kosher. L'didach silik mechitzas. It's not a question of creating mechitzas. It's a silik mechitzas. You are taking out the mechitzas that were there before by doing this cover up. But it's not because of creating. But it's because of removal. Meshim to be continued tomorrow. By Isai, any questions? Hearing none, Meshim. Assuming I remember to go and bring my iPhone recorder, then Meshim will start punctually, Meshim, more or less, at 7:45 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Zagabesh.